the latest aviation news headlines, and safety seminars right in your Windows system tray. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the special feature. We appreciate the download today. You may have heard about the FAST team, or FAA safety team, but if you don't know its purpose and background, you'll want to stick with us for the next few minutes. ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell got the chance recently to talk with Kevin Clover, National FAST Team Manager, and Paul Berger, Executive Director of the Advocate for Aviation Safety Foundation, about what FAST Team does and how the new Aero News bug will make things work better for them and for you.
What a lot of listeners to the ANN Aerocast may not know, or for that matter readers of ANN, is that there's been this really interesting little collaboration going on behind the scenes now for, well, actually a bit over a year. It involves some tremendously committed people to aviation safety, the FAA safety teams in particular, and those of us at ANN. First, though, before we get into what we've done, let's talk about who we're doing it with. I'd like to introduce Kevin Clover from the FAA safety teams. And Kevin, if you can, give us the synopsis of what FAST is all about.
Well, the FAA safety team, or FAST team, is a group within the FAA flight standards that's working to educate airmen and work with industry with cooperative efforts. So we go out and we look at the accident statistics and we try and analyze those, figure out where the problems are, and then develop educational programs or efforts to help reduce those.
So you're the guys on the front lines.
We are, actually, and we're out there pushing across the nation. We have about 100 employees in offices across the nation.
Well, how does this activity coalesce? What does it look like to those of us in the GA world? What is it that we see you doing each and every day?
Well, most people are probably familiar with our website at faasafety.gov. If you haven't been there, you need to go take a look at that. If you register on that website, it'll offer you the option to take part in our SPAN system, which is Safety Program Airman Information Program. And what that does is actually email you information about local seminars in your area, safety seminars, that are usually free. Some of them do have a charge that does say that on there. And we hope to get people involved in that way, thinking about safety, raise the safety awareness.
Well, obviously, being in a position like yours, you see this each and every day and can identify the problems that keep recurring time and time again and where those educational efforts really need to be expended.
Well, that's true. And we, you know, most airmen would say, if you say, gosh, there's another airplane that runs out of fuel, they'd say, well, that would never happen to me. But we see over and over again that things like that do happen. And in our seminars and other outreach efforts, we try and explain how those kind of things sneak up on airmen. And cause them to have problems.
To me, that sounds like God's work. We obviously on the news cycle see every day the same accidents happening over and over and over again. So there's no lack of need for training, retraining, and training again.
Well, it's a general awareness is what we find. We need airmen to be continually vigilant out there to keep those things at bay and keep themselves safe.
Well, at this point, let's introduce Paul Berger. Paul came to my attention a bit over a year ago. This is a fellow who has been heavily involved in working hard on behalf of various aviation safety programs. I know he's worked with AOPA. I know he's certainly working with the FAST teams. Paul, if you can, tell me a little bit about your background and why a guy who otherwise should be enjoying other things is so heavily involved in things outside of his own bailiwick.
Well, I guess it starts with my father, who was always interested in charitable work, giving back where he could, and that's part of what it's all about. And it just so happened that my interest is in aviation, and so my wife and I decided to give a major gift to the Air Safety Foundation. That was over 10 years ago. And that started our interest. And although I'm no longer active as a pilot, I continue to have my interest in aviation safety. And so when the new FAST team was announced, I got in touch with Kevin and told him of my interest in aviation safety, offered to work with him on a volunteer basis, and put together a program to promote the WINGS program. Kevin and I started over 2 years ago, and it was he that led me to you, Jim, when we put the Aero News Newsbug together with the safety team seminars, and we launched today. Exciting day.
Well, and that gives us the perfect segue to talk about what's just occurred, which is taking a piece of technology that we've had for a better part of a decade, something we called the Aero News Bug, which was a way of giving the most recent headlines and very short synopses and leaving them resident in the system tray of a Windows-compatible PC, and letting people know that there's new news and what it is, and even updating it throughout the day, especially when there is breaking news. But the device has now been expanded to first and foremost expose all the folks who download and activate the Aero News Bug, at least the one that's been built specifically for this program, to understand the efforts of the FAST teams and what programs are available within their specific region to take advantage of and get educated by. Kevin, can you tell us what you hope for from the Aero News Bug?
I feel very confident that the News Bug will give people more information and draw them to our website and draw more people to the seminars. One of the big things, reasons that we have the seminars is to support our WINGS program, which allows people to do recurrent training, and it keeps track of that for them online. So we think this is a good, somewhat of a marketing thing to give people more awareness that will bring them into the website, to the seminars, and get them participating in WINGS.
So we have the double whammy here of the latest news from us, yay, and, of course, important to the FAST teams is notification of meetings, seminars, and programs of specific interest to people who, once they sign up and disclose their rough geographical area, I think through zip code, they are then told within, 100 nautical miles?
Yeah.
Of all the meetings that are available within a certain period of time that are convenient to them.
That's correct. And I really think that a key part of this is the news piece, because that's why people will want to keep it up all the time so they can catch the breaking news that Aero News is putting out.
Yeah, no, we're doing upwards of 20, 30 pieces a day, and off of many of them updated in real time. We've probably added 10, 12 pieces since this morning on all manner of things. So, it's a great way to bring eyeballs back to one spot and give you folks the attention you deserve.
We think so, too. That's why there's so much synergy in this project.
Well, it certainly sounds good to us. Paul, I'll tell you what, you've really been driving this thing awfully hard. There's got to be so many stories behind all that, but can you talk a little bit about the experience of getting this thing put together and designed and now implemented as of today?
Well, it's a joint effort of the three of us, and when I first introduced the concept to Kevin, and we rolled it out at in Salt Lake City at his national conference of his FAST team managers and program managers a couple of years ago, it was a little bit on the rough side, and what we were missing is the content. And so we looked all over the country for the content, and just before I was about to quit, he asked me if I ever heard of Aero News. And I said no, but I'll get right on it. And I found Aero News, got excited about it, and I called a guy named Jim Campbell, who was very difficult to get to.
Oops.
And I finally nailed him down at Sebring, I believe, a year ago, and asked him just for an evening dinner and tell him my story and what my interests were and see if I could get his interest in cooperation. And you came right across and said, I'm in. And with the content that you provide, which is even of interest to a guy like me who hasn't been active in aviation since the end of November in 2001. I'm interested in your stories every day. As a matter of fact, there were two yesterday you and I spoke about. They were very exciting, and I like sending them to guys who are still involved in active aviation just to remind them about it and get them to the website. But the key here is that the combination, as Kevin said, your content is the driving force that's going to hopefully keep people interested in having the news bug up on their screen. It's interactive. They can hide it. They can do a number of different things with it. And it's sort of like a newspaper. You can pick it up at any time. You can read the headline. You can put it down. You can go back to it when you have a minute. You can scroll through it. You can open up a story or you cannot open up a story. It's a wonderful, interesting, sexy event, if you will.
About the only thing you can't do with it that you used to be able to do with the newspaper is wrap fish in it.
I'm probably right about that. If you print it out, you can wrap the fish.
Well, there you go.
but the combination of working with this FAST team and Jim Piles and Salt Lake City and getting the combination of the news bug, the combination being the FAST team seminars and events that are held within 100 miles of anyone's zip code. So that's why when we ask people to register for the news bug, it's essential they register and they also confirm the registration because we are tailoring the information that gets to them as it pertains to the seminars and events. And incidentally, the seminars and events are not just the FAST team. It's the FAST team and the Air Safety Foundation. So it's a very robust and wonderful opportunity for aviators to get out and within their area to learn about things that will keep them safe. And that's the issue with me. Air safety is the whole thing. My organization is the advocates for Air Safety Foundation. So, my key is safety. And ultimately, I'm wanting to find a way to drive people to the WINGS program because the WINGS program is the ultimate. And people who are involved in the WINGS program will be those who will be, in our view, the safer pilots. So you're on that page, Jim. Kevin's on that page. I'm on that page. We need to get everyone on that page.
We'll be back in a moment for more with Jim Campbell, Kevin Clover, and Paul Berger. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Kevin Clover, National FAST Team Manager, and Paul Berger, Executive Director of the Advocate for Aviation Safety Foundation, about how the new Aero News bug will bring awareness of available safety programs to your computer desktop.
Well, it's certainly an exciting prospect. We see the news every day comes in, and we see the same old accidents happen the same old way. And yet, at the same time, when you talk to the people who have been involved in these that have at least thankfully survived, they kind of shrug their shoulders and say, well, I don't know why I did this, or I wasn't prepared for that. And the fact of the matter is there's this incredible wealth of talent and information and expertise through the FAST teams and through these programs that providing somebody knows about, they should be interested. I mean, I took a look at the bug this morning, and there's a couple things. There's one in particular in Orlando coming up. especially since I've let my flight instructor tickets lapse, and I've promised myself this year to get to re-up them and so forth. And there's one that's specific to instructors, and I took a look at that, and I'm trying to figure a way to schedule around to make sure that I get involved in that, and I would not have known it if not for the bug.
Well, that's a good story.
Absolutely. Kevin, what's the future of all this? How do the fast teams properly leverage the ability now to point all those eyeballs in the right places and keep those eyeballs safe?
Well, what we're trying to do through the website is bring people in, get them involved, obviously have them come to our live seminars, but where that's not possible, offer even more content for them online. Our future, what we're really working toward, is pulling that data together in such a way that airmen can go online and kind of create their own profile. And then their profile will be compared to all the statistical information, which would, you know, be able to say to them, you're most likely to have a mishap in this area of your flying based on your own demographics and personal information. And because of that, we think you should take this online course or come to these live seminars, that type of thing. So that's where we're trying to get to. And, of course, keep records of that online. The system does keep records of all the training an airman's done. And those are very important to the insurance companies and things. If you can show them that you're proactive in training, they smile upon you when they're creating your rates.
You got to like that.
Sure.
Absolutely. Well, for folks who are just beginning to get an idea that this is something really cool, Paul or Kevin, either of you, how can somebody get more information on the Aero News Bug program with the FAST teams?
Well, I think there's a link from all of our website at faasafety.gov. And Paul,
yeah, I think that everyone should start by going to the newsbug.afasf.org. Taking a four-minute introductory run-through with the video. It'll give them an overview, tell them exactly what this program is about, illustrate it for them. And then if they like what they see, then they do the process of registration, which is still at that same newsbug.afasf.org. And just sending an email to us, we'll send them more information. If they did not get, if they're not a SPANS opt-in person, they may not have received the release. We'll be very happy to send them a copy of it. And it gives them instructions how to walk them through the process of registration.
Well, gentlemen, I have to tell you, I'm in awe of your commitment to aviation safety and the efforts that you put in all this. To be honest, on our side of the things, a lot of this technology was stuff that we had built before, and it was a matter of adaptation to your particular mission requirements. But we're honored to be associated. We're hoping it just produces phenomenal dividends in the most important way that there is, which is keeping pilots safe and healthy and happy and able to fly more and more hours into the future. But I'm absolutely in awe of your commitment to something that, frankly, you know, took a little while, wasn't that easy to do, but judging by what I see, has been done right.
Well, we find that we get much more benefit when we begin to work together with industry. So we from the FAA side really applaud your efforts to join forces with us and work toward aviation safety.
Well, we like I said, we're just really pleased to be a part of this. And let me suggest this. There's this phenomenal treasure trove, if you will, of information and expertise espoused by both of you gentlemen and the folks that you represent. We're going to have to put our thinking caps on as we deploy this and start looking at some of the results, but talk about ways to bring these topics and this information further into the consciousness of the pilots within our community, so that they and the rest of the aviation community can result in a safer, happier, and obviously more effective industry.
Well, my fingers are crossed, Jim. This is the first step in the process. The obvious thing is we want everyone to get on the news bug so they can see the seminars and events. The second thing we want is for the people to go to the seminars and events.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, we want them to participate in the WINGS program. safer pilots. And that's the objective here. We want to keep people as safe as they can be because general aviation is where people are flying with family and friends. And so when there's an accident, it's devastating. And we want to preclude people doing things that they know are marginal. And we want them to think about us when they decide, well, maybe I'll leave the airplane on the ground today. That would be a good decision as opposed to pushing the envelope. And that's what the objective is. We want to give people information so that they can think through it and not have to worry about it when they're in flight, but before they leave the ground. So that's the objective from the point of view of the Advocates for Aviation Safety Foundation.
Well, gentlemen, I can't applaud your efforts aggressively enough. I thank you certainly so much for your time and efforts in this regard, and I look forward to working with you in the coming weeks and months to see what your program, Paul, the Advocates for Aviation Safety Foundation, and what the FAA safety teams directed by Kevin Clover can accomplish. Let's all put our heads together and hope for a much safer, much more productive aviation year for 2009.
Thank you. Sounds like a plan.
If you missed the URLs, which will take you to more information about the Aero News Bug, look for FMI links in the data block which accompanied this Aerocast. Jim Campbell is ANN's Editor-in-Chief. Kevin Clover is the National FAST Team Manager. Paul Berger is Executive Director of Advocate for Aviation Safety Foundation. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.